Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi, I'm Hilary and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Welcome back if you are in the habit of listening to our podcasts every week. And if you haven't heard one of our podcasts before, then why not listen with the transcript, the written words, which you will find on our website at www.adeptenglish.com, and ensure that you understand it all. You can look words up if you need to. Then, when you've understood all the words, listen again so that you can understand all the way through just listening, without using the dictionary, translating, or looking up online. Listen a number of times to each podcast and it will help you with your fluency. Don't forget also to explore our website. We have a number of courses on there, some free ones and a course you can buy. Course 1, Activate Your Listening, in particular, will take your learning English much further, as there's chance to go through English conversation step by step, and you get to practice listening to other voices as well as mine. Well, this week's topic is similar to podcasts I've done before from time to time when I've travelled somewhere, and then I describe it to you. This will help you with vocabulary that's useful to describe places to visit. So, last week we went on holiday, not abroad, but in the UK, and we went to a very popular destination for holidays in the UK, which was the county of Devon. If you look at a map of the UK, the southwest section of England is made up of two counties, Devon to the north and Cornwall to the south. These two counties, along with Somerset, which is the one just further north, these three are referred to as the West Country. The West Country is really a peninsula, meaning a long, thin piece of land. So the counties of both Devon and Cornwall have a lot of seashore, a lot of coast. Cornwall has seashore on three sides, and Devon has a northwest facing coast and a southeast facing coast. These counties are quite difficult to get to from most parts of the UK, so fewer people live there, and it is what we call unspoilt. Unspoilt tends to mean it doesn't look that different to how it would have looked 100 years ago, say. In a country like the UK, which is quite developed, unspoilt is nice. So it's very rural, there's very little industry, a lot of farmland and a lot of coastline. Rural, as a word, it means the opposite of urban. Urban is how we describe an area in a town or a city. Suburban is the area on the edge of a town, and rural means out in the countryside. Devon has lots of ancient buildings, old pubs and houses and beautiful beaches, coastline and cliffs. So lots of people like to take a short holiday in Devon. The pub, which was local to our holiday house, for example, was called the Black Venus, and it dates back to the 16th century. Black Venus is apparently a kind of sheep. So the part of Devon that we stayed in was Exmoor. There are two national parks in Devon, Exmoor to the north and Dartmoor to the south. There are several national parks, 10 I think, in the UK. which are areas which are protected to conserve the natural beauty of the landscape, the wildlife, and the cultural heritage. That's what the website says. So there are laws to protect these areas. You can't build on them. There's not much development allowed. And this means it doesn't get spoiled. Wildlife means birds, animals, plants. And cultural heritage that's being protected really means traditional ways of life, so farming, crafts, and the character of the area. So we stayed in a farmhouse which was built in the 17th century. So 1600 and something it was built. With a big kitchen, a log fire and beautiful views out of the window. Exmoor is quite high up and very much above sea level, full of moors where there are wild ponies and deer. There have also been sightings of the Beast of Exmoor. This is a creature which is seen from time to time, an animal, which looks a bit like a black panther, so presumably has escaped from a zoo at some time. A panther? Think of the pink panther, maybe, if you know that, but essentially a big cat, quite dangerous and certainly not native to the UK. However, the only place we saw a so-called Beast of Exmoor was in Exmoor Zoo. Fortunately, it didn't come prowling round our farmhouse at night. So Exmoor Zoo was one of the places we went to. I'm always in two minds about zoos. I like the fact that they do a lot of conservation work. They try to save animals that are endangered. They rescue animals and sometimes they put them back into the wild if they can. And they have breeding programs to increase their numbers. But it can be difficult to see animals in zoos. I think it's worse for some kinds of animals than others. There were some wolves at this zoo, which couldn't be put back into the wild. But no matter how large their enclosure, it's never going to be the same as the huge area they'd live in if they were in their natural environment. So my 14-year-old daughter was not very pleased for most of this trip around the zoo. She was convinced that it was not okay for the animals. However, there were plenty of animals for which the zoo could provide perfect conditions. We saw meerkats, monkeys, lemurs, cheetahs and many others. The meerkats are really funny. There are always one or two little fellows on guard, standing up on their hind legs, on duty, looking out for danger. They seem to have learned to ignore the people, and they look up at the sky. In their natural habitat, I guess large birds are what's most likely to eat them. So I guess that makes sense to a meerkat. On another day, we went to the beach at Woolacombe. This is an enormous beach and famous for surfing. If you don't know the word surfing, think California, the Beach Boys, or the film Point Break, maybe. However, Woolacombe is not California, it is Devon, so although the beach is huge and the Atlantic Ocean often means there are great big waves suitable for surfing, on the day we went, it was a bit grey and dull. So we had a long walk on the beach, followed by some ice cream and chips. On another day, we went to visit Arlington House. This is one of many big old houses in the UK, which are managed by an organisation called the National Trust. If you visit the UK and you go to see any old houses, probably they will belong to the National Trust. It's the job of the National Trust to take old historic buildings and try to preserve them, often by making them into visitor attractions for tourists, so that the money they make is used to keep the building up and pay the staff. We had quite a nice time at Arlington Court, a kind of minor country house. Certainly not Downton Abbey size, rather small and not as fancy, but with lots of paintings and English country rooms with big fireplaces. It even had a boudoir with silk wallpaper. Apparently the boudoir was the room specially for the lady of the house to invite her friends round for an evening and a chat. Very nice. In one room there were a lot of dressing up clothes, and my children spent a long time dressing themselves up as Edwardian ladies and gentlemen. Edwardian style means clothes coming from the reign of King Edward the Seventh, so between 1901 and 1910. So there were long dresses with hoops in the bottom, shawls and hats and waistcoats and all sorts of things. On another day, it was sunny and 28 degrees, and that just happened to be the day that we chose to visit the coast at Coombe Martin and do a 5.5 mile walk over the cliffs. It was absolutely beautiful, but it was really steep and hard work walking, and we got very, very hot and sunburnt. My teenage girls were, as they might say, having a meltdown, getting very hot and cross and saying, "Why have we come here? I'm too hot. Why do you make us do this?" While my son, who is 8 years old, practically ran all 5.5 miles without stopping and was generally only to be seen in the distance, way ahead for most of the walk. So, if you are ever in North Devon, the cliff walk around Coombe Martin is beautiful, but if you're going to do the sharp 2.5 mile climb up to the top of Little Hangman and Great Hangman, then perhaps choose a cooler day than we did, or leave your teenagers at home at least. Anyway, that was our short holiday for May half term in Devon. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast, but don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.